Welcome to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. I'm Randy Lewis, editor of the Digest. Today's featured columnist is Rusty Tanton, a web developer, blogger, occasional community activist, and former reporter who lives in Decatur, Georgia. He co-founded the Georgia Podcast Network, a first-of-its-kind portal for state-focused podcasts, which you can visit at gapodcastnetwork.com.
Representatives Davis and Bridges, please save some crazy for the rest of us. Steve Davis and Ben Bridges appear to be giving Bobby Franklin a run for his money for the title of Most Friendly Georgia Legislator to the Views of Fringe Lunatics. Representative Davis should certainly be nominated for an Efficiency and Bigotry Award, if nothing else. On February 10th, he wrote on his blog, "Today is the 17th legislative day of the session. It is called Family Day so that legislators can bring their wives and kids up for the day and show our family atmosphere. However, I do not bring my family due to the spectacle presented by the fringe groups in front of our children. You have labor unions, working families wanting minimum wage increases, marches for racial equality, and the worst is GSLBT groups that try to prove they are families too by exposing our young children to them kissing and holding hands. A racial equality march?
No.
He also gets bonus hypocrisy points for being a staunch opponent of commuter rail while standing to financially gain from killing rail projects. Well played, sir. Watch your back, Bobby. Steve is nipping at your heels. Not to be outdone, Ben Bridges sent a memo to the Texas legislature claiming that evolution and the Big Bang are not scientific theories, but rather a competing creation scenario of the Pharisee religion. I guess the Masons and Illuminati are old hat for conspiracy fodder. I can only hope that taxpayer dollars weren't used to pay for their tinfoil hats. I'm thinking of adapting the Fulmer Cup to keep track of the insanity of Georgia legislators. Here's some background. The Fulmer Cup is a contest created by college football blogger Orson Swindle of Every Day Should Be Saturday to keep track of arrests and other transgressions against decency by college football players. It's named for my alma mater's head coach, Philip Fulmer, who sometimes has trouble keeping his players out of jail. The ultimate focus is on the schools that can't control their players rather than on individual players, so I'm thinking we ought to focus more on district craziness than on individual craziness. That is to say, Bobby Franklin's HB1 hearing would count X crazy points for District 43, Marietta, and Cobb County. Steve Davis's bigoted remarks would count X crazy points for District 109, McDonough, and Henry County. Ben Bridges' conspiracy theory would count X crazy points for District 10, Cleveland, and White County. I'd like to take that a step further. It wouldn't be hard to plug the results into Google Maps and get a visual readout of which district is the craziest. Then we could name a craziest district, write a press release, and send it to media outlets at the end of the session each year. Who's in? We can make this a group project for next year's session. Please email me at rusty@radicalgeorgiamoderate.org if you'd like to get involved.
You can visit the Georgia Political Digest on the web at georgiapoliticaldigest.com and the Georgia Podcast Network at gapodcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening to the Georgia Political Digest podcast. Production services provided by WaySouth Media. Visit them on the web at waysouthmedia.com for all of your audio-visual needs.